This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're bringing you another update from the National FFA Convention in Louisville. And while I was here, I had a chance to talk with Gary Madison of Farm Credit. Gary is the Vice President for Young, Beginning, and Small Farmer Programs and Outreach. Gary, how are you doing today?
I'm having another great day here in Louisville. It's such a fun thing to wake up with 50,000 blue jackets around you and smiling kids that are excited. It's a great place to be.
It is definitely a great place to be. I'm reminiscing about my high school days, wishing I could go back for maybe just a few to enjoy National Convention again. Of course, I'm enjoying it now as well. Gary, could you explain a little bit about the work that you do with Farm Credit?
Sure. What I do for Farm Credit is work for the Trade Association of Farm Credit in Washington, D.C. It's where I'm based. And a lot of what I do is financial skills training and interaction with beginning farmers. So I spend a lot of time with groups like Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers or National Farmers Unions, groups like that, a lot of smaller scale agriculture, and commodity trade groups, Corn Growers Association, Soybean Growers Association. So I'm dealing with their beginning farmer and leadership programs on a pretty regular basis.
And you mentioned, so working with the young and beginning farmers, are you helping them with financial decisions, maybe giving them advice on loans, or what is it exactly that you're helping them with?
What we try to do at Farm Credit, being organized as a cooperative, is really we want better borrowers. What we try to do is provide basic financial skills education so that beginning farmers particularly can understand what they're getting into, so that they have accurate expectations of what they have to put into their farm business as far as assets and resources and time, and then what they expect to get out of it.
Okay, so we have thousands, I should say, of FFA students here. When they visit your booth in the career fair, is that something that you're explaining to them? Hey, if you want to become a farmer once you get out of high school or college, these are the things we have to offer?
You know, it's kind of hard to do that at a convention booth. There's just too much fun going on. And what we're doing at our booth is we've got a dancing competition and also just some fun hats and stuff to put on to take some fun pictures. It's mostly about fun, I have to admit. You know, if I walked up to any FFA-er and started talking about financial skills education, I would be the downer of this whole place. I don't want to be that guy.
I have to laugh because I remember coming to convention and I probably would have not had that conversation when I was here. So I think you made a good point. But one other thing that Farm Credit is involved with is your 100 Fresh Perspectives program. Could you talk a little bit about that and explain what that is?
Sure. Farm Credit was created about 100 years ago, 1916, and we're looking for a new way to celebrate what we see as our next 100 years of success. And this Fresh Perspectives program is our way of doing it. We've decided to recognize and honor 100 people across the country from very different parts of agriculture and rural communities for their contributions, for their fresh perspectives as new leaders as we begin the next century of Farm Credit. So we've decided on quite a few categories. One of them notably would include leaders or leadership under age 21. So we're going to probably have some FFA kids from around the country get nominated to that. Going on farmcredit.com, you can find the nomination portal so that you and your listeners can nominate those that they think are real leaders in the fields of rural policy influence, serving beginning farmers and ranchers, ag education and community impact, mentoring and volunteering, and other categories.
What do these leaders, if they're selected, what do they gain or receive out of this? How does that all come into place?
Well, I see it as we're doing two things. The first is we're recognizing leaders and giving them a voice. We're giving them a place to say, here's what they're doing in their community. We applaud what they're doing, but they get to stand up and say, here's why this is important to me and my community. More significantly, I guess, although I like to think of, you know, giving somebody the opportunity to tell their story is a great thing, we're also going to be giving away $100,000. In each of the 10 categories, there'll be one winner selected, as the outstanding example of all of the nominations. And so there will be 10 people getting $10,000 as recognition for their outstanding fresh perspective.
Well, Gary, that certainly sounds like a great opportunity. Can you remind us again, if we would like to nominate someone or someone is interested in learning more, where can they go to find more information about this?
The place to go is farmcredit.com and look for Fresh Perspectives 100. And please send in your nominations. We're accepting nominations until December 18th.
That sounds great, Gary. Is there anything that we've missed today that you would like to add or any other topics you'd like to mention?
Well, I think it's, Katie, it's hard not to say how exciting it is to be here, to be around all of these young people who are looking forward, whether they're going to have a career directly in agriculture or in an agriculture serving industry, you know, equipment manufacturer. Some of them may even end up working for Farm Credit, we hope, anyway. The energy that's here is something that's very hard to explain. For those of you who have kids that are here at this convention, believe them when they come back home and they say that this has changed their life, that they say they've never been any place like this. It's startling to be in the company of 50 or even 60,000, I think is what they're saying this year, 60,000 young people who are all polite. It's such a refreshing thing to know that there is an organization that communicates those kinds of values of politeness and service and learning. And Farm Credit certainly celebrates FFA and their success.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Gary Madison, Vice President for Young Beginning and Small Farmer Programs and Outreach here in Louisville, Kentucky, and he's based out of Washington, D.C.
That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.